Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope you've had a nice weekend and your week is going just fine and dandy. Today, I've been, lately I've been kind of going back to like my, just like, you know, every once in a while it's nice to go back and listen to your old shit, like really old. So I looked at my other Bandcamp, like the one that I had in like 2011, 2010, like college stuff. And I dug out a couple things for it that I want to show you guys. They're both guitar based. They're both instrumental. The first one was a Joe Bonamassa guitar contest. And pretty much you had to pick like one out of like six of his songs. And he just wanted to like improvise over it and just do what you want over it. Of course, like any other contest, pretty much. I don't want to say every other contest, but it was like a popularity contest. Because obviously they want you to like spread the word. So, you know, a large part of it was like how many plays you could get, you know, how many people could you share this to, how many views could you get on your video. I did try to send it out, but I don't know, I guess I didn't try super hard for that. I think I got like 1,000 views on my YouTube video at that time, so it wasn't like nearly close to like what other people got. Needless to say, didn't win, but I thought I did a good job on it. I really enjoy it. I crafted out this guitar solo, man. It's very Jeff Becky looking back. A lot of people said that I sound like Jeff Beck, and I do agree. But I didn't even have a whammy bar with this time. I only got a whammy bar when I got my Fender last year in 2018 in March. But yeah, so I took Dust Bowl, his song Dust Bowl. And that song just kind of spoke to me the most. And it's funny because I didn't even know the song actually, so that actually was great because I didn't have any like predisposition, whatever. To it. So I did it and I had a blast doing it, and I'll share it with you guys. I hadn't heard in forever, but I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. This is Dust Bowl by Joe Bonamassa. Thank you. Cool, man. Yeah, that was good. I did that like in like 2011, I think. I think I did it in 2011. This one goes even further back. This goes back to like 2008. This goes back to like 2008, bro. This is Samba Pati. This is early on, man. I had only been playing guitar for like 4 years at this point. But I mean, you know, looking back, obviously I could have done it way better. Sometimes I had like the gain too high, but it's just so interesting to hear me play back then. I think this is still my favorite Santana song. I love it. Okay, it's called Samba Pati. I'm not gonna say anything after, but I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, I got this backing track online. You can find it anywhere. Like I was saying like a couple episodes ago, like definitely look up backing tracks for playing. It really helps you with your soloing and your phrasing and dialing in tone too. This, I mean, with this track, with this song, with this recording, I had Guitar Port. I don't know if you remember Guitar Port. It was like a software, so there was no amp used with this. It was all just like digital, super, super digital sounding stuff. But with the Dust Bowl one, I was using my Mesa Mark IV back then, so that's a real sound right there. But this is some more digital Shiat. Hope you enjoy it. Samba Pati, Santana, man. I'll see you guys on Thursday. Peace out. Here it is.